I'm joined on the line by the Guardian's Martin Chulov, who's in Tripoli, and he's actually inside the Gaddafi compound there. Martin, what are you being shown at the moment?
Well, it's a sprawling compound deep in the heart of Tripoli, a maze of roads and reinforced buildings. It was targeted last night at around 3 a.m. Four missiles struck this area. We're standing amid the ruins at the moment. They've hit roads, they've hit a couple of anti-aircraft batteries, and what appears to be a bunker. We're being shown this as a symbol of what the regime says here is the brutality of the NATO jets flying overhead. It does very much look like these were a series of military targets and nothing but. There were some people who were killed and injured, some soldiers, during these attacks. But it's a rare glimpse inside one of the citadels of Gaddafi's power, his base in the heart of the capital.
Is this the same compound where, in the April 30th strike, Gaddafi's son and grandchildren were killed?
Yeah, it's about a 7 mile square compound in the heart of the city. It's separated by a maze of roads that that do look impenetrable unless you know where you're going. There are military bases. There is a family compound within this, and that is a bit beyond us. We can't get to that at the moment. We're pretty well about a third of the way in into a military area. We're looking at a lot of military installations and ruined buildings, and the family houses lie beyond.
Some reports from Libyan state TV were saying that the raids last night also damaged the North Korean embassy. Have you been shown anything or told anything about this?
I can't verify that at this point. No, we're pretty reliant on what we're shown, and we haven't yet been to any sites that may house a North Korean embassy. We understand there are some embassies inside this compound area, but we're not sure which ones they are or where they are.
What kind of things are your Libyan minders showing to you, and what seems to be the purpose of taking you there? Because I'm right in thinking this is your first trip into the compound, isn't it?
They're usually very keen to showcase bomb damage around the city, whether that be administrative buildings or particularly any collateral damage, such as hospitals or civilian facilities. What's their purpose of showing us deep inside the heart of the compound? It's a good question, and one we're still trying to answer. It does appear to show that they are increasingly vulnerable in some ways, that they are prepared to open the doors of what has so far been quite a secret part of the capital that none of us have had access to before. Where it all leads, we're yet to know, but it is a fascinating turn of events.